Good morning. It is something for the weekend. It's Trina Mara here, and we're delighted to have comic Catherine Bohart in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. I always love when an interview starts without anybody calling me a comedian. I'm always so excited.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a perk.
Is that offensive, is it?
No, it's just annoying. It's just cringe. I just prefer a comic. And it's like, it's not offensive. It doesn't hurt my feelings, but it's just like, oh man, you know instantly how the interview's going to go. You're like, it's going to be one of those.
It's like calling somebody a vanguarda.
That's it. You know the next question's going to be, so women, do you think they're funny? And you have to be like, no.
Just going
to
scribble something out here.
That would be amazing.
Oh God. Well, listen, you are in town because you are about to embark on a big tour.
Yeah.
This is really a big one.
Yeah.
Loads of dates. How many have you got there?
I mean, it keeps growing as well because we keep adding dates. It's definitely more than 20 at this point. I think it's about 25 venues we're going to. I'm really excited. I mean, say we're going to, it's just going to be me on Megabus around the UK going, here I am.
Yeah.
But we just added Cork as well because I have two Dublin dates, so I'm excited.
Okay, so do you know what the dates are off by heart?
I know my Irish ones.
Okay, off you
I
go.
I know, I'm in the Caravan in Cork on the 5th, and then I'm in Whelan's on the 6th, and I'm in the Drake in Blanchardstown on the 7th.
Of what month?
Of March. Oh yeah, I should probably just say of March, so you can buy tickets for Christmas and then have something to look forward to.
Isn't it funny how all the comics come in just before Christmas?
I know, we're so good that way, aren't we?
It's like, we don't see you all year round and then suddenly...
Oh, I'll come anytime.
Hi, Trina.
I'll come in anytime you like.
Love
anytime
the
you
show. Would love to pop in and say hi.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you guys. So what is this show all about?
Well, basically, I did a show the year before about being the bisexual daughter of a Catholic deacon, and a woman came to see the show in Edinburgh and stormed out, declaring me disgusting. And it just, well, initially it made me laugh because it's an arts festival. Imagine being surprised that there's gay people at an arts festival. I'm like, would you go on? But it also made me think about how people have so many feelings and such a sense of ownership over queer identity, queer women, what we are and aren't allowed to talk about, whether or not we talk about it too much. And I just thought, I want to write a show about this. And so it became a show about queer relationships and love and how we learn about those things. And a lot about how my mother taught me about those things. And but it's called Lemon because she was wearing a yellow cardigan. So it's an ode to her.
It's dedicated to her.
Yeah, I have her to thank for a show.
Would you love to have her email and send her a little invite to be your special guest?
I would
guest?
Not. People always say that to me, like, wouldn't it be gas if she came? And I'm like, I would hate if she came. She, honestly, the first show she was in, it was like having like something boring into my skull. Like I could see she was hating it the whole time. And I was like, no, thank you.
Can you see that when you're doing a show? You can kind of focus on somebody in the audience that you know is not getting it.
And you never look at the people who are having a good time. Like your mind never goes, hey, look, that person's having a great time. I think they really get me. Your brain goes to the one person who doesn't look, maybe even though they just look a bit like disinterested, you're like, what can I do to change this person's mind?
It's like in radio, you get all these lovely people listening, thousands of people listening every week, and then one person texts and says, get off the radio, you're crap.
Yep, absolutely.
You focus on that.
Of course you do. It's like tweets. Like you ignore 20 good ones and then someone will be like, really, that's what you decided to wear? And you'll be like, oh my God, I shouldn't be allowed in public. It's ridiculous. You gotta shake it off.
Did you see, actually, Bono did that recently. There was some guy who had done a review, I mean, an awful review of their album 30 mm-hmm. years ago. I think it was it in Germany or somewhere? I can't remember the exact details, but Bono tracked this guy down who wrote this awful review, said that the band were going to go absolutely nowhere, and invited him to sit in the front seat of their latest sellout concert.
Incredible.
Yeah, so I love when that happens.
I mean, it sounds like we're so bitter. I think it's just like, it's actually quite like, it does spur you on. I imagine that spurred him on at some point. It was clearly in his subconscious or consciousness that it was somebody that said they weren't going anywhere, so you have to prove someone wrong. But also, I am starting slowly to realise you don't have to be for everyone. That's okay.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
taken me a while to work that one out, but I'm getting there.
So how did you get into doing all the telly work? Because it says on one of your biogs that you fell into comedy because you were a struggling actress.
Yeah, very much.
Now, hang on a second. Surely there is no such thing as a struggling actress.
I know, it's so hard
such
to
a stable
believe.
Career.
I know, it's crazy. I mean, get this. I trained as an actor and then was temping. What? Who would have seen that coming?
Whoa.
Yeah, I was temping in an office in London, and I mean, I will say I was partly a failed actress because I had no notion of how to be an actress. Like, I didn't know where I was supposed to go and what I was supposed to do. I sort of landed myself in London and then was surprised it didn't all come to me.
So you thought they just phone you?
I guess they'd figured they'd call me, yeah. So I was clueless. And then I ended up temping at a property firm, and they one day had me run like a women in property event, and the year before they'd apparently done cocktails and manicures, and I went on a diatribe about how gender wasn't that binary and you couldn't assume all women would be interested in that, and I think that if we gender women in the workplace that's a problem, blah blah blah. And they were like, cool, then you figure something out. And I was like, oh no, my mouth has gotten me in trouble. So then I had to come up with something, and I ran a comedy night with a bunch of female comics, and they were like, oh, you're gobby, you know, are you like this when you're not drinking? And so they dragged me to a comedy night, and that was it. I genuinely just, they kind of forced me into it, and then I was instantly in love. And I think, in truth, much happier and much better at comedy than I ever was going to be as an actor. So it's worked out for the best. Yeah. And you get to eat sandwiches. It's so exciting.
But you're brilliant on, I've seen some of your videos and some of the sketches you do. Like, you work really well on camera.
Thank you. Some people don't. But it works, doesn't it? I think I have like a cartoon face. I'm very expressive. It's gotten me in a lot of trouble. You can always tell what I'm thinking, which I think is why Mash Report works so well, because it's usually something I've come up with that I believe in. I don't know how good I'd be if I didn't, but thank you.
So what are the big things that are annoying you in the world right now?
Oh my gosh, where to start?
Like, what's it like being an Irish person in the UK right now?
You're livid all of the time. Like, fury is the only answer. And
Boris say that all Irish people, their surname is Murphy there recently?
I mean, he's not wrong. No, of course he's wrong. Yes, he's... I mean, it's not even the worst thing he said, right? Like, the thing is, I'm so aware as an immigrant in the UK that I'm a lucky one because I'm white. And I present as like acceptable to British people. We're the sort of quaint, funny little cousins as far as they're concerned. They're wrong, but fine. But I'm aware that we definitely have a privilege. But it is incredibly frustrating to watch English politicians talk about how, sure, Ireland could just come with us. Or, you know, if they want to just take the North back, they can. Like, whatever their wacky position is. Or just like being completely clueless as to what a border and a hard border, what the difference is, why they matter. That's been frustrating. But more than anything, it's been sad because I moved to the UK 7.5 years ago, and I remember like packing my bag being like, I'm moving to this sort of socially liberal, lefty, wonderful country across the way.
Going to London.
Exactly. And oh, how the tables have turned. Now I'm looking back around being like, socially liberal, advanced country, and the UK is just slipping backwards, and it's sad.
Yeah. And what about the people that you meet day to day? Are they kind of mortified to be living there and from there?
It's a real mixed bag. If they voted for Brexit, they are incredibly defensive. And if they voted against it, they're incredibly mortified and a bit, I think at this point, nihilistic and sort of hopeless. So it's a real, it's a sad state of affairs. I do have hope, though. I feel like more people are determined to change it than ever before. So I hope they will.
Yeah. Because you need to live there.
I have to live there. I work there now. And I fell in love with one of them. It's a real shame.
Oh, no.
I know. Everyone always asks me, like, do my parents mind that I have a girlfriend? And I'm like, no, they mind that she's English. They have no bother with her being a woman. What are you talking about? We just about got over that part.
It's so disappointing.
I know. I mean, it's fine, but I don't know how you're going to have children. I know. It's a great shame.
So what is the plan? So you are going to stay there for the long term, yeah?
Yes, I am. But I mean, I'm over and back a lot. I come home about 6 times a year, so it doesn't feel that far away. But yeah, the plan is to be there. That's where my work is. And I have a huge, like you say, a big UK tour ahead of me. So yeah, the plan is to
Well, let's plug that again. Give me your website there, Catherine Bohart.
Catherine Bohart, B-O-H-A-R-T. R, I've now suddenly started saying sort of or. What am I doing? .com. That's very easy. And I'm on Twitter and I'm always tweeting about it because I'm a real pain that way. Yeah. But yeah.
Lovely.
And I'd love people to come because it'll be really embarrassing if it's just my parents, please.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, we'll see you next year when you want to plug something again.
Oh
for
my
Christmas,
God, I'd love to. Yes, please.
Such a big fan of the show. Here's something for the weekend on Classic Kids.
Thanks.